Welcome to The Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. Tonight, the Pentagon just picked 7 artificial intelligence partners for classified military networks: OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Amazon Web Services, SpaceX, and Reflection. One name was conspicuously missing: Anthropic, the company that built Claude, the company that has made AI safety part of its public identity, is being kept out of the Pentagon's newest AI push because of a fight over military use guardrails. Marcus Chan is here on the technology and procurement side. Stan Rogers is here on governance and law. Marcus, start with the news.
The headline is simple, but the implications are not. According to Reuters, the Pentagon announced agreements with 7 AI companies to deploy advanced capabilities on classified Defense Department networks. These are not public chatbots bolted onto office laptops. Reuters says the companies will be integrated into secret and top-secret network environments, giving military personnel broader access to their systems for sensitive work.
And the 7 are worth naming carefully:
SpaceX, OpenAI, Google, NVIDIA, Reflection, Microsoft, and Amazon Web Services. The Guardian reported the same list and quoted the Pentagon saying these agreements would help establish the United States military as an, quote, AI-first fighting force, end quote. That phrase is doing a lot of work. It tells you this is not a side experiment. The Pentagon is trying to make AI part of the operating fabric of military decision-making.
The department also used another phrase, decision superiority. We'll come back to that because it sounds bureaucratic, but in military AI, it can mean a lot. Which brings us to the missing company. Stan, why is Anthropic not on that list?
Reuters reports that Anthropic has been in a dispute with the Pentagon over guardrails on the military's use of its AI tools. The Pentagon labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk earlier this year and barred its use by the Pentagon and its contractors. That designation came after Anthropic refused to loosen safeguards around uses it believed could include autonomous weapons or domestic surveillance. Anthropic views the designation as retaliation. The Pentagon says it is a security issue.
Let's slow that down, because the phrase supply chain risk usually makes people think of foreign hardware, malware, insecure chips, compromised vendors. Anthropic is an American AI company.
Exactly. That's why this is so unusual. Reuters reported in March that the standoff erupted after Anthropic refused to loosen safety guardrails. Anthropic executives warned the designation could cut billions from their 2026 revenue. Legal experts cited by Reuters suggested the government's case could be weakened by a mismatch between the law invoked and Anthropic's actual conduct, internal contradictions in Pentagon behavior, and evidence that the decision may have been driven by animus rather than security.
In other words, this is not a normal vendor risk story.
No, it is a governance story disguised as procurement. The government appears to be saying, if your safety policy prevents us from using your model for any lawful military purpose, you are unreliable. Anthropic appears to be saying, some lawful uses may still be too dangerous for our systems to support without stronger limits. That is the core conflict.
And the conflict has practical consequences. Reuters says Pentagon staffers, former officials, and contractors were reluctant to give up Anthropic's tools because they viewed them as superior to alternatives. Reuters also reported that GenAI.mil, the Pentagon's main AI platform, reached more than 1.3 million Defense Department users after 5 months of operation. The public reporting I found did not specify the exact launch month, but the scale is the point. This is not a tiny pilot. If a widely used tool gets removed, people notice.
So the Pentagon is now diversifying.
That is the official logic. Reuters says the Pentagon wants to avoid vendor lock. After the Anthropic blow-up, newer AI entrants told Reuters the military had sped up the process of incorporating them onto secret and top-secret data levels to less than 3 months, down from 18 months or longer. Reuters also reported in April that smaller defense AI startups suddenly started getting calls from generals, combatant commanders, and investors after Anthropic's oust.
That sounds healthy on paper. More vendors, less dependence.
On paper, yes. Monoculture is dangerous. If the military depends too heavily on one model provider, one failure mode can propagate everywhere. But there's another interpretation. The Pentagon is sending a market signal. The companies willing to accept its lawful use standard get accelerated access. The company pushing hardest on safety boundaries gets excluded.
Stan, explain the lawful use standard.
The Guardian reported that the companies in the new agreements accepted deployment of their technology for, quote, any lawful use, end quote. Anthropic had objected to including that standard in its Defense Department contract because of concerns its technology could be used for domestic mass surveillance or fully autonomous lethal weapons. Reuters and The Guardian described the dispute around broad use language and guardrails, but I did not find a public, detailed Anthropic counterproposal. No clear published list of exclusions, review board mechanics, or opt-out rates. That gap matters. The phrase lawful sounds reassuring, but lawful and safe are not identical categories. A use can be legal, authorized, and still ethically dangerous. It can be strategically destabilizing. It can create accountability gaps.
That's the uncomfortable part. People hear lawful and think, problem solved.
Law is the floor, not the ceiling. Military law and procurement law answer some questions. They do not answer all questions about delegation, autonomy, surveillance, escalation, and human responsibility. With AI, those gaps matter because the technology compresses time. It can turn a slow human review process into an automated recommendation pipeline. The question is not just whether a human remains technically in the loop. The question is whether the human still has meaningful control.
This is where that phrase, decision superiority, gets sharper. Everybody wants better decisions. But in a military context, faster decisions can mean faster targeting cycles, faster cyber operations, faster escalation.
So the same phrase can cover very different risk levels.
Exactly. If the model is summarizing intelligence, fine. If the model is prioritizing targets, that is a different risk class. If the model is coordinating autonomous systems, different again.
To be clear, do we know exactly how these seven companies' systems will be used?
No. The Guardian explicitly noted that how each company's technology would be deployed was not specified. Reuters says the systems are being integrated into classified environments for sensitive topics and lists examples like planning, logistics, targeting, and streamlining operations. But the public does not have a detailed use map. That lack of specificity is part of the problem. The public headline is seven AI deals. The operational reality is behind classification walls.
Let's talk about the seven companies themselves. Some names are obvious, some are striking.
OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA, AWS, those are the giants. SpaceX makes sense if you consider defense infrastructure, satellites, communications, and the fact that CNBC described it as merged with xAI. Then there is Reflection.
Who are they?
Reflection is a 2-year-old AI company. The Guardian says it is trying to build open source models as a counter to Chinese AI firms like DeepSeek. Reuters describes it as backed by 1789 Capital, a venture capital firm in which Donald Trump Jr. is a partner and investor. And here's the punchline. The Guardian reported that Reflection had not yet released a publicly available model.
That's a remarkable contrast. Anthropic is too risky for the list, but a young company without a public model makes it.
It is the kind of contrast that invites scrutiny. It does not prove wrongdoing. Government procurement can have legitimate reasons for selecting a young company, especially in strategic technology. But when a company tied to politically connected capital appears on a sensitive defense AI list, while a major incumbent is excluded after a political and legal clash, oversight questions are not optional. They are the price of public trust.
Now the twist. Anthropic is excluded because it is considered a risk. But Anthropic's newest model, Mythos, may be exactly the kind of capability the government wants.
That's the irony. Reuters reported that Anthropic's Mythos preview is designed for defensive cybersecurity and found thousands of major vulnerabilities across every major operating system and web browser. The model has raised alarms because experts warn it could identify and exploit unknown vulnerabilities faster than companies can patch them.
Anthropic says the model is being released through a controlled initiative called Project Glasswing, with access for major technology companies and critical infrastructure organizations.
And government officials are concerned.
Very. Reuters reported that the White House held discussions with Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei about Mythos, cybersecurity, and balancing innovation with safety. Reuters also reported that the U.S. government was planning to make a version of Mythos available to major federal agencies, according to Bloomberg. Meanwhile, CNBC reported that Defense Department Chief Technology Officer Emil Michel said Anthropic is still a supply chain risk, but Mythos is a separate, quote, national security moment, end quote.
That sounds like the government saying, we don't trust your company, but we may need your model.
That's one reading. Michel told CNBC the Mythos issue is being handled government-wide, not just by the Defense Department, because the model has capabilities specific to finding and patching cyber vulnerabilities. CNBC also noted it is not clear how the Defense Department could use Mythos without violating its own supply chain risk designation.
And that is the governance contradiction. If Anthropic is too risky to be in Pentagon systems, why is its cybersecurity model important enough to trigger government-wide discussions? If Mythos is a national security moment, excluding the company may be strategically costly. But if the Pentagon reverses itself too quickly, it undercuts its own supply chain risk claim. They have boxed themselves in.
Let's zoom out. What does this mean for AI companies?
It creates a pressure gradient. If defense access requires accepting broad lawful use terms, companies will have to decide whether their safety commitments are real constraints or marketing language. OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA, AWS, SpaceX, and Reflection appear to have accepted the Pentagon's framework. Anthropic resisted and got punished, at least for now. Every AI lab watching this can read the message.
The message being, cooperate or lose access.
More precisely, align your acceptable use policy with government operational needs or risk exclusion from one of the most important buyers on Earth. Defense contracts carry money, prestige, data access, deployment experience, and political protection. Losing that market hurts. For a frontier AI company, it can shape fundraising, partnerships, and product direction.
It also accelerates the militarization of the AI stack. Cloud providers, model labs, chip companies, space infrastructure, open-weight startups, all being integrated into classified networks. The AI supply chain is not just models. It is compute, data centers, chips, satellites, security, deployment pipelines, and procurement vehicles. The Pentagon is assembling the stack.
Is that necessarily bad?
Not necessarily. The U.S. military already uses software, cloud infrastructure, satellites, and machine learning. If adversaries are building AI into military systems, the United States will not opt out. AI can help with logistics, maintenance, medical triage, cyber defense, disaster response, and intelligence analysis. The problem is not that defense AI exists. The problem is whether the safeguards keep pace with deployment.
And whether private companies become the de facto ethics layer for military AI because Congress, courts, and procurement rules move too slowly. Anthropic tried to impose a boundary. The Pentagon rejected the boundary. That tells us the real debate is not AI safety in the abstract. It is who gets to define safety when the customer is the state.
There's a political dimension here, too. Anthropic sued. The Pentagon blacklisted. Trump said Anthropic was, quote, shaping up, according to Reuters. The White House reopened discussions after Mythos Reflection has ties to 178 Capital. This is not happening in a neutral vacuum.
Correct. Procurement is always political. But AI makes the stakes higher because the vendors are not selling office chairs. They are selling systems that may shape how information is interpreted, how threats are prioritized, and how quickly force is organized. When those systems are chosen under political pressure, the public deserves more than slogans about innovation.
And the timing matters. The Pentagon wants speed. Reuters says new entrants reported that classified network onboarding has compressed from 18 months or longer to under 3 months. That may be necessary in a fast-moving technology race,
But speed and assurance are intention. You can move fast, or you can deeply evaluate models for classified military use. Doing both is hard.
What should we watch next?
First, whether Anthropic is brought back in, especially because of Mythos. If the White House decides Mythos is too strategically important to ignore, the Pentagon may need a face-saving path. Second, whether any of the seven agreements produce public task orders, budget numbers, or named deployments. Third, whether smaller defense AI startups keep getting accelerated access. That would show this is not just a vendor swap, it's a procurement reset.
I'd add congressional oversight. Lawmakers should ask what lawful operational use means in practice. Does it permit domestic surveillance? Does it permit autonomous target selection? What human review is required? What audit logs exist? Can vendors refuse a use after deployment? What happens if a model produces a harmful recommendation inside a classified environment? These are not theoretical questions.
Give me the clean read. What is the story beneath the story?
The story beneath the story is that AI safety has moved from blog posts and model cards into contract law. Anthropic said, "There are uses we will not support without stronger guardrails." The Pentagon said, "Then we will route around you." That is a defining moment for the industry.
And the technical read is that military AI is becoming infrastructure, not one chatbot, not one demo, a classified ecosystem of models, cloud providers, chips, and space assets. Once that stack exists, it'll be hard to slow down.
The contradiction is almost too neat. The company most publicly associated with AI caution is treated as too risky for the Pentagon. The companies more willing to accept broad military use get moved deeper into classified networks. That does not mean Anthropic is right about everything. It does not mean the Pentagon is wrong to modernize. But it does mean the safety debate has teeth now. The cost of saying no is no longer theoretical. Next, watch the task orders. The announcement tells us who got through the door. The first public contracts, deployments, budget lines, and use case descriptions will tell us what these companies are actually being asked to do. For The Synthetic Lens, I'm David Carver. Stay critical. This episode was produced using reporting from Reuters, The Guardian, CNBC, CNN, Bloomberg, and Public Defense Department statements.